FKTH continuation of the Waco thing. So this is Waco 2. The previous one from today was Waco 1. Now, following this new Netflix series, Waco, American Apocalypse, I'm now watching episode 2, and it's interesting. This really says a lot about us humans and of the world today and how we are to each other and so on. So there you got this Temple of David or David Koresh group, whatever they were called, Temple Dravidian, what they call that, yeah, Dravidian, I don't know, anyway. They're all holed up in their fortress with millions of rounds of ammunition and heavy artillery, basically, and grenades, and I mean they were ready to die. And one lady says there that, well, they were really completely prepared to commit mass suicide. And there you got two, and this is almost symbolic, two teams there from the FBI and the whatever it's called. One that came from Washington with one of the, you know, their special negotiation team, with probably one of the most expert negotiators in the US, who then had started to try to cool down the situation. I mean, these negotiators, I think they are, can be pretty wise in many ways, if they, because they are very practical. They know that they got to do what they got to do if they want to, you know, avoid accelerated violence. So they were very good at that, and they had started talks with this David Koresh and trying to establish some kind of level of trust there and to calm down things, and they have managed to accomplish a ceasefire and so on, and a certain exchange of hostages, as they would see them, the children from the compound coming out. But then someone else, as it seems, unbeknownst to those negotiator team, was working in a completely different direction. Someone had called in a hostage rescue team, which, well, one guy described them as, one of the team described them as the last resort, so to speak, when there is a really critical situation. That is that, well, they basically just raid the place and I guess just shoot everyone with a weapon and try to save what can be saved. But, you know, the end final solution. So they had started to approach the buildings there, sneaking around in the fields out there, and this David Koresh spoke to the negotiators and saying, you know, there, we have night vision, we see these, you know, these armed soldier-like people running around, coming closer. You got to tell them to stop. And the negotiator said, well, they're stopping. They have stopped. And no, they haven't. And he didn't know that. And they were not interested in any peaceful solution or any trust or talks. They were impatient, just wanted to finish it. And that's it. So we can see, well, I guess it's going to be evident, and it is the most to know about this, which side won there. But yes, we always have those two sides. And we are today sitting globally in a similar situation, looking at war, conflict, and having to decide, what shall we do? Send in more weapons or put more efforts in bringing about ceasefire and a peaceful solution? Well, and the question lingers, what are we humans going to do this time? Will we ever learn from our own history?